Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get Jack Travis, author, with us. Hey, Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So, Jack, what inspired you to write the book?
Well, it all just started with an idea earlier this year, but basically I struggled with mental health issues most of my life. Early last year, they took a turn for the worse, and I was in and out of the hospital because I was really sick, and I was in treatment centers and stuff. And then when I discovered my passion for entrepreneurship last year, doing something different, I decided that I wanted to sort of give back and speak to others. And then back in January, I just decided, you know what, I got so much to say, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a self-help book.
And so, Jack, how long did it take you to write the book?
Well, I came with the idea in January, and that was when I started kind of gathering my thoughts and my ideas in a notebook to sort of visualize, organize, structure. And then once I did all that, it was April when I started typing it up, and then I finished that by July. And then I spent August and September doing all the other stuff, the design work, the editing. Well, I paid someone to edit the photo shoot. I had a friend who's a photographer do my photo shoot. And then, of course, I had to register the ISBN number and all that fun stuff. So, Jack,
what were your goals or objectives as a mental health advocate? What are you hoping to accomplish with the book, my friend?
Well, my main mission, to be the person who wasn't there for me. That's the thing. I went through a lot of stuff alone for the most part. I did have people that were there for me, but they did their best to help me, but they didn't know exactly how to help me. So I learned from the professionals that I worked with, the mentors and different teachers over the years, in and out of the classroom. And then, of course, I had to figure a lot of it out on my own. So I developed a lot of my own strategies for complementing the treatment and dealing with my issues and getting over it. So ultimately, I want to be able to teach other people how they can do the same thing and guide them along the path that I had to take to recovery.
So, Jack, what do you hope this book will do for others then, and as well as for you?
Well, for others, I definitely want to change the lives of people that have no guidance in life, that need someone to break them out of their unhealthy thought patterns and get them where they need to be. Because a lot of people, well, everybody's limited to their own knowledge and experiences, so they don't know anything outside what they've already experienced unless they broaden their horizons. So I ultimately want to be able to teach people how to overcome their issues, like I said. As for me, I'd like to use the book as a marketing tool to market myself, build brand awareness, because I'm branding myself online as a mental health advocate, and I want to get my messages to as many people out there as possible. One of my long-term goals of my website and my social media is to drive enough traffic so that I can help people for free and make money off of ad revenue. Because if I'm talking about all these different resources and services, I'd like to let them advertise on my website so that people can go to them, get the help they need right there.
So, Jack, let's talk about the challenges you faced writing the book. What type of challenges did you have?
Well, before I decided to go the self-publishing route, I was trying to figure out how to get into publishing companies. I went to a lot of different author events at libraries and writers' meetups and entrepreneurship meetups. And just like kind of figuring it out at first, and then dealing with the fact that I was a full-time student. I'm still a full-time student. And having to work a job on top of that to make the money. But one of the biggest challenges was funding. I went to a book publishing seminar over the summer, thinking that I'd be able to connect with that publishing company, but unfortunately they wanted a lot of money for their publishing services, so I decided to go the self-publishing route because that's what they taught. I learned how to self-publish, and I learned different ways of funding, and I tried raising money, selling ads, and doing all different kinds of things, but I just kept getting rejected over and over again. I did a Kickstarter campaign, and that failed, so I decided, you know what, I'm just going to put all my own money into it, live broke for a while, and make this book happen.
So, Jack, there's a lot of self-help books out there. What do you think makes yours different?
Well, I feel like a lot of self-help books are definitely written by the professionals in the field. And, of course, that's very insightful and very helpful. But I feel like it's also a good idea to have it from the perspective of somebody who's been there themselves and experienced firsthand mental illness and came out of it. Plus, my personal strategies and methods and techniques, because ultimately what I want to do is teach people some of the long-term, sustainable solutions to their mental health issues, as opposed to just going to therapy. And, well, of course, all those resources and services are essential to one's recovery, but sometimes they don't work, and the reason for that is because those people utilize those services and then go back to their old life that made them miserable in the first place. Because, you see, what I realized in life is that everything is cause and effect. And since the cause triggers the effect, in order to totally eliminate the effect, you got to totally eliminate the cause. So if you have unhealthy situations or relationships in your life that are making you miserable and keeping you from healing and growing spiritually, that's what you got to figure out with the help of those resources and third parties to make some positive changes in your life.
So, Jack, who have been some of your greatest mentors then?
Well, I've had a lot of people over the years. My father was really good to me. He took me in when I was 21 because I grew up in an abusive household on my mother's side. So he let me move in with him when I was 21. And that was a big game changer for me because I got out of an unhealthy environment that I was in my whole life. And my chiropractor definitely has been a good mentor for me because he taught me about natural methods of physical healing and all this stuff. And then I've had my own therapist and sponsors. I'm a member of AA, so I had my AA sponsor. And just had all these different people that were kind of like spiritual advisors in a way, even though I'm not super religious.
But yeah, so, Jack, what do you think helped you recover from – I'm sorry, Jack. What ultimately helped you recover from your mental health issues? What do you think happened?
Well, aside from – utilizing the necessary resources I needed to, like I needed inpatient care, I needed outpatient care, therapy, joining a fellowship, utilizing all those resources, but then ultimately finding things that made me truly happy in life that sort of kickstarted that motivation to want better. For a while, I was pretty complacent. I was so depressed, I had no motivation to do anything. All I did was lay in bed all day, drink myself to sleep. That was like early last year. But then when I realized how passionate I was about entrepreneurship, even though I was doing something different at the time that didn't work out, but it led me towards what I'm doing now. That was like a big game changer for me. And it made me realize that motivation is kind of like Newton's law of inertia. An object at rest will stay at rest, and an object in motion will stay in motion unless acted on by an opposing force. So sometimes if you can't motivate yourself, you need to find an opposing force, whether it's, you know, people, places, or things, somebody giving you a hard time saying you need to stop acting this way, you need to do this, or somebody helping you find something that makes you really happy. That's what I realized, that life is too short, and even though I've gotten a lot of criticism for being an entrepreneur, people telling me, oh, you're not going to be successful, you're not going to be rich, you're wasting your time, get a real job like everybody else. You know, I decided, you know what, life is too short. I got to do what makes me happy. I got to figure out how to do it. I got to learn from the right people. Nothing's going to stop me.
So, Jack, do you plan to write more books in the future?
I've started to come up with a couple of different ideas. When my current book sells, one of my plans is to make a workbook version of it so that people can have sort of an interactive experience and kind of fill things out and discover things about themselves.
So, Jack, how can people find out more about your book? How can they purchase your book?
Well, I'm selling it on Amazon, and you can just search the title on Amazon, Starting Point by Jack Travis is the first thing that comes up, or they can buy the book directly through my website, which is www.iamjacktravis.com. And on the homepage, you scroll down and you see recent books. And then if you click on that, there's a buy now button that takes you right to Amazon. And of course, I advertise it all over my social media, my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram. I put it on LinkedIn too.
Awesome. Jack, I really appreciate you taking the time out of day to call on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kevin.
Have a great day. Bye, Jack.
All right, you too.
Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.